five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts, a five-alarm fire. Five bells, move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Fire, fire. Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll join Chief Cody and Tim down by the docks, where Tim and his friend Mushnowski have just come under the suspicious scrutiny of Sergeant McGurk after the young fireman had brought up a bundle of counterfeit plates from the bottom of the river. Sergeant McGurk thinks the boys may be implicated in some way and wants to see them at headquarters. And to make matters worse, Mushnowski has suddenly turned up missing. Before we find out what happens next, hear an interesting message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go down to the office of the Tenacombe Towboat Company, where Chief Cody is saying to Tim...
You mean to say Mushnowski left without letting me know?
Well, sir, he had to take the diving gear back and...
Oh, well, then he ought to be back soon, huh?
Well, I don't think so, sir.
Hmm? Well, why not, Collins?
Well, after we found those counterfeit plates and you phoned for the police, he... Well, he acted sort of strange.
What do you mean, strange?
Well, sir, he talked about how he used to know people back in the carnival days that passed phony money and...
Oh, that does it. Wait till McGurk hears about that.
McGurk, sir?
Never mind. You'll find out soon enough. All right, what else did he say?
Well, sir, he said if the police were getting into it, he wanted no part of it.
Yeah. Well, whether he likes it or not, he is in it. For sure. Tim, where's Mushnowski lived, do you know?
Yes, sir. On Dulcimer Street. I was there once to see him. Why, Chief?
You've got to get him. Sergeant McGurk wants to see you both down at headquarters right away.
Both of us?
Yep.
Well, you mean me too?
You too, Tim.
Oh, but Chief, how am I mixed up in this thing? I just want
to... I know, kid, that you or Mushnowski probably have nothing to do with how those plates got on the bottom of the river. But McGurk says this counterfeit case is red hot. They're not missing any bets.
Oh, but gosh, Chief Cody, just because Mushnowski and I
That's
were...
That's the trouble, Tim. One of the persons suspected in the case happens to have the name of Mushnowski.
Oh, I see. Oh, but not Mush. Why, he's...
Yes, I know. He's your friend. And it's hard to think of a friend being mixed up in a thing like this. But he is, and it's up to us to get him down to police headquarters and get the whole thing cleared up.
Oh, you said it, sir. He's got Mush all wrong, I know.
Yeah, I think so, too. And for Mushnowski's sake and yours, I certainly hope so.
Well, what do you mean by that, Chief?
Have you forgotten? Sergeant McGurk wants to see you, too.
Oh. Oh, gosh, yes, sir, I had forgotten. Gee, I take a walk on the bottom of the river and come up with a red-hot case for the police.
Yeah, which reminds me. We'd better find Mushnowski and get down to headquarters quick. All right, let's head for Dulcimer Street.
Climbing into Chief Cody's big car, Tim and the chief lose no time getting across town to Dulcimer Street. As they pull up before an old three-story brownstone house, Tim says...
Well, I think this is it. Yes, sir. The apartment on the first floor, rear.
All right, Tim. Poor neighborhood, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
You know, this whole tenement area is nothing but one big fire trap.
You said it, Chief Cody. More fires in this section than any other in the city, according to the figures.
Well, been studying, I see. Good boy, good boy.
Yes, sir. But knowing that it's a fire trap, Chief Cody, doesn't improve the situation.
No. Oh, here's the bell, Mushnowski. I'll just ring.
Yeah, Mush has had quite a time of it, I guess. Folks pretty poor. Father's dead, I think. Mother works as a cleaning woman in one of the big office buildings.
Yeah. Doesn't look like anybody's at home. I'd better ring again.
Yes, sir.
Has he got any brothers or sisters, do you know?
Well, he doesn't talk very much about his family, Chief. He did mention once, though, that he had a cousin.
I wonder if his name is... Oh, here comes someone.
Yes, who is it?
I'm Chief Cody of the fire department,
fire
ma'am.
Fire department? Is the building on fire?
Oh, no. Nothing like that.
Oh.
Now, we're looking for a man by the name of Gabriel Mushnowski.
Oh, Gabriel. Sure, I'm his mother. Won't you come in?
Thank you, Mrs. Mushnowski. Oh, this is another member of the fire department. Tim Collins, a friend of Mush's, Gabriel.
Sure, Tim. I hear all the time about you from my son. He likes you, I think. Here, come right in the living room.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Mushnowski.
Not very fancy, not much room. But I guess we find a place to sit, huh?
Thank you, Mrs. Mushnowski, but we're sort of in a hurry. Is Gabriel here? We'd like to see him if he is.
Gabriel?
Yes.
No, he's not here now. In the day, he works down at the fire department. He works with you, Tim. Isn't that so?
Yes, he does, Mrs. Mushnowski, but... Well, he left a while ago, said he was coming home. We thought that...
No, he not come home yet. There trouble? Something happened to Gabriel?
Oh, no. Nothing's wrong, Mrs. Mushnowski. Oh. I just want to see your son on some fire department business. He hasn't shown up then, huh?
No, he's working, I think. He's not down at the fire station?
No, but... Well, perhaps he's back there now. I guess maybe we misunderstood where he was going.
Oh, hope nothing wrong. So proud when Gabriel gets to be fireman. He had hard time before, traveling around with carnival, all kinds of people. Do not like, but now a fireman. His father'd be awful proud if he alive.
Yes, your son is doing fine, Mrs. Mushnowski. He's a good fireman. You're sure he hasn't come home, huh?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. Now, wait. To make real sure, I take a look in his room in back. I was out a little while to the store. Maybe he come in while I was gone, but I don't think. I'll be right back.
As Mrs. Mushnowski leaves, Chief Cody and Tim let their eyes wander over the room. It is a small room, shabbily equipped with the cheap, frugal furniture, the very poor. Over the old marble mantel hangs the framed certificate Mushnowski received from rookie school. In a corner is a rumpled daybed covered with a litter of clothes. As Chief Cody's eyes roam over the cluttered objects in the room, he speaks...
Decent of you to put the old lady's fears at rest about Mush. No need getting her upset, at least not yet.
Oh, well, I'm sure there's some explanation why Mush isn't here, Chief. Maybe he went back to the station after all.
Maybe so. You know, I have a greater respect for Mushnowski and what he's done for himself... After seeing this little room, coming from the slums like this, fighting his way up, I hope McGurk's all wrong.
Oh, he's got to be, Chief. Mush is as fine a guy.
Wait a minute. Hmm? Do you see what I see?
What's that, Chief? What do you see?
Over on the daybed in the corner.
Well, what is it?
A pair of pants.
Oh, yeah, there's a pair of pants, all right. But...
Now look, a pair of tweed pants, Tim.
Oh, sure, they're tweed, all right, but I still can't see...
That coat, the counterfeit plates for a wrap, Tim. That was tweed, too.
Hey, that's right.
And if I'm not awfully mistaken, these pants match that coat.
I believe you're right, Chief. Yeah, same color, same texture. Gosh, you suppose that means...
I don't know what it means, Tim, but I don't like the looks of it.
Gee, maybe Mush is mixed up in this thing after all, but oh, I...
Shh. Here comes Mrs. Mushnowski.
No, Gabriel not here. I look everywhere. He must be at fire station.
Yes, maybe he is, Mrs. Mushnowski. Well, we won't bother you anymore in any case. Come on, Tim, we'll be going.
I'm sorry you come for nothing.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Mushnowski. You've been very helpful. Now, come on, Tim.
Yes, sir.
You sure everything all right with my Gabriel?
Don't worry, Mrs. Mushnowski. Everything's all right, I'm sure. And goodbye.
Goodbye. I tell Gabriel you call.
Oh, gosh, Chief, you... Well, don't you think maybe we should have taken those pants for Sergeant McGurk to examine?
That's police business, Tim. Nothing for the fire department to get into. We'll report it to McGurk, of course, and then let him carry on from there.
Gosh, as much as I hate to admit it, it looks like Mush is mixed up in this counterfeit business.
Yeah, Tim, it certainly looks bad. And we'd better get down and see Sergeant McGurk at police headquarters on the double.
Well, it looks like the fire department is getting deeper and deeper into the case of the counterfeit plates. Can it really be that Private Mushnowski, Tim's friend, is involved with a gang of counterfeiters? If he's not, why has he disappeared when the police came into the case? And what about the pair of pants the chief found in Mushnowski's apartment? Do they really match the counterfeiter's coat? We'll learn the answers to a lot of these questions in the next True to Life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody. And here's a tip to you folks who may be building fires on hiking and camping trips, or right around home, for that matter. Whatever you do, avoid using inflammable liquids, kerosene, fuel oil, or gasoline, to start your fires. Paper and small kindling will do just as well, and it's a lot safer. And don't forget to make sure that fire is out when you leave. Well, that's all for now. You'll hear from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roar!
Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.